That's the AHG Mark of the Week contender. That is terrific.
In the right direction. There we go. There's the Mark of the Year. Right there and then.
What about that? That is Mark of the Year. Maybe Mark a bit more.
Oh, that makes you feel good. You get goosebumps watching that.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Monday Waffle. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you've seen that footage or heard the audio of that screamer Liam Ryan took on the weekend.
Oh, I've definitely heard that audio and seen the video about 10,000 times, and everyone's talking about it.
He genuinely flew. I was at the Subi Peel game with Hannah Somerville, and she was lucky enough to catch up with the man of the moment after the game to talk about that mark.
That's some able to do on that, so... Had to do it.
How's the team going?
Yeah, team started off a bit slow, started the year, but now we're starting to build.
What's been your focuses?
I never got drafted last year, just got to push myself for this year and get better and bigger, like I said, hopefully get drafted.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Alongside me, Jared Gardner, Poppy Penny for your Monday Waffle episode 4 bump up show coming up. Thanks for listening wherever you might be.
And just a quick thanks to Liam as well for spending some time with us after the game. That was one hell of a mark. And while I'm thanking people, just a quick thanks to 7WAFL and Footy Radio's own Cam Robbins and our man here, Jimmy Williams, for getting that audio to us at the start there. That was just awesome.
God, it pumps you up, doesn't it?
It was terrific to be there. It's always exciting calling Liam Ryan when he's playing footy.
And Jimmy, you were also at the East Perth and Claremont game on Friday night. How'd that go?
Yeah, very interesting game. East Perth started really well, but just faded away towards the end. Claremont running out winners 16-9, 105 to East Perth 11-3, 69. It was disappointing to say the least for the Royals. Claremont are such a good football team. They really are quick from their half back line, and our man, or Luke Shipway's man, Ryan Lim, was one of the best players for Claremont. He had 36, 4 inside 50s. He was just phenomenal. And you throw in guys, I talk about these guys so often, Tommy Ledger, their midfield, that last year's Sandover medalist, Jai Bolton, they are just a well-drilled team. They were terrific. Then you've got Tommy Lee and Bo Meister up forward, and it's just such a tough team to beat. They haven't lost yet for a reason, They were just a fantastic team performance by them on Friday night.
On the other hand, East Perth having an absolute shocking start.
They really are, Poppy. They're struggling big time. There was one guy in particular, Dom Sheed, was fantastic for them. He had 37 touches, and he's really put his hand up to be selected potentially for the West Coast Eagles this week. He had 7 inside 50s. And also 8 tackles. So he was just a ball around the ball.
He certainly led from the front in that. And post-match, I believe you had a chance to catch up with him.
Disappointing start to the season. Zipping 4, but we'll look to bounce back next week and look to improve. I think they just used the ball a lot better than us. When we turned the ball over, they seemed to have a lot more numbers there, and they got to run it out and get deep entries. So we'll go back and look at the tape, and there's a few things we'll need to tidy up. Obviously, it's good to get my hands on the footy, but I've got a lot of things I need to work on. And in the loss tonight, disappointing from a team level. So we're going to have to bounce back. I'll try my best to lead and help others out, but we need that across the board. We need good leaders, good leadership from everyone. Otherwise, we won't be able to get it done.
On the other games, South Fremantle, sorry Jimmy, they disposed of your Falcons by the tune of 103 points.
Yeah, I had to tip with my head and not my heart on this one, but I was blown away by that result, Jared.
When I heard it on the radio, I didn't get to go to the game, but I heard it on the radio and I was like, oh dear, Jimmy's not going to like this.
I know the boys weren't happy with their performance, as anyone would be when they lose by 100 points. There's a couple of guys who will put their hand up to play this week. Aidan Lynch was good in the reserves with 36, and maybe they need a bit of pace. Mitchie Pearce can provide that, so who knows what Bill will do at the selection table this week.
Well, I know that some guys in South Fremantle won't have to go anywhere. Blaine Johnson kicked 6 goals, and close mate Mason Shaw managed 5 himself. Blaine Johnson kicked as many goals as West Perth did in the whole game. So that just says one thing there. Tim Kelly, 39 touches, and Hayden Schloyth was close with 38. So those numbers there just tell you how dominating they were. For the Falcons, though, Shane Nelson probably was a bright light. He managed 40 touches, which is a solid effort.
Standard day at the office for Shane Nelsanto, or Shane Nelson, whichever you like to call him. And I think Aaron Black was also pretty good for the Falcons, Jared.
Oh, 30 touches himself as well, but all 21 of them were handballs.
Yeah.
Only 9 kicks. But 3 inside 50s, though, so you got to give them that.
Interesting statistics. Those boys, they're just major ball winners, and they would be seeking some help, hopefully, this week when they play Peel.
Mm. On the other game, Demons versus Sharks. Demons was a much closer game. 16-12, 108 to the Sharks, 14-11, 95. So definitely a closer game. Clint Jones, after sadly losing on his 300th game of footy, got a win and starred. 43 touches and 5 inside 50s. That man is a machine. Sam Garstone, 4 goals for him. On the East Frio side, Cameron Simons, 34 hitouts, was the dominant ruckman of the day. And Matthew Watson was a kick true. 3 goals for him. Poppy, I believe you... Luke and Hannah were down at the match of the round, though, the grand final rematch, Subi and Peel.
Absolutely. On Saturday was the grand final rematch, and boy, did it live up to expectations. It was a bit of a slow start for Peel. Subi came out firing and held Peel goalless in the first quarter. So it looked to be a pretty big task for the Peel boys, but they did have some handy inclusions. The Dockers swung the axe this week, and so they got 6 AFL players coming back. But Subi sort of peppered the goals despite having most of the ball in the first half, and so it kept Peel in it a little bit. They obviously got an absolute pump up at half time because they had a 4-2 third quarter and kind of turned the game a little bit, and they were down by 17 at three quarter time. And as we spoke about in that third quarter, Leon Ryan took that absolute screamer, and it kind of got the crowd up and about and ready for a really big second half. But Subi were just too good. They held on and got a little bit of revenge for last year's grand final defeat, which they looked secretly a bit happy about. For Peel, a few of the demoted Dockers responded fairly well. Cam Sutcliffe had 28 touches, and Darcy Tucker put his hand up for reselection with the Dockers side, who were victorious, just quietly. He had 30 touches, but... Subi captain Kyle Horsley was outstanding again with 27 touches and a goal. But he was well helped in the midfield by Della Hunty, who had 23 hitouts and 27 touches.
Yeah, he played an absolutely amazing game, didn't he?
He took 5 marks. He was phenomenal.
Now, Poppy, you're a Fremantle fan. If you're Ross Lyon, would you make any changes to that team from this Peel lineup?
No, I don't think
you
so. Maybe Balick might drop out for Tucker.
I was thinking Balick.
He didn't stand out. Griffin Logue was really good, but I do think Balick maybe panicked just with the occasion.
Starstruck.
So it would maybe be an idea to keep him in and see how he goes again.
Certainly.
Give him another shot. They brought so much youth and excitement to the team. And I think, I don't know, Peel might benefit from having a few of the senior heads down there. They did have a lot of the Dockers there last year for the grand final, so it might be good.
It's certainly going to be interesting to see how Ross Lyon and Peel manage what happens from here on in with Jonathan Griffin, Zach Dawson, Daniel Pearce.
I think they'll be spending a little bit more time in the Thunder lineup.
And
those
of course,
boys.
Matthew Tabanar booted 4 goals, so he's given himself a chance to be selected next week.
He's done no harm.
Yeah, he certainly hasn't done his chances any disservice. But after the game... Hannah Somerville was lucky enough, whilst she caught up with Leon Ryan, she also caught up with Captain Kyle Horsley.
We did a lot of things we've talked about during the week, right? And then obviously didn't put them away when we had our chances. So still a lot of improvement left in us. But compared to our first 3 weeks of the year, we feel we're tracking now in the right direction. So hopefully onwards and upwards from now.
Absolutely. So like I was just going to say then, do you reckon you guys can carry this on for us this season?
Yeah, we feel we demand a high standard. Jared demands a very high standard of us, and the leadership of the group and also the older players all demand it as well. So. Nothing certain in football. Lee Kitchen talked about during the week, if you don't train at that intensity, you can't perform at that intensity. Yeah. So we won't back off our training, and hopefully we can keep driving upwards from now.
Winning over Peel today, how did that feel after grand final last year?
It was a different team. Obviously the grand final really stung, but credit to Peel, they were way too good for us on the day and the grand final. And it always hurts, but obviously it's a different team out there this week, but still, we talked about it probably not much during the week, but before the game. And it was something we wanted to prove that, we probably got smashed to contest a ball behind in the grand final. We wanted to address that, and we thought we did today.
What were you guys focusing on in your off-season?
Just a bit quicker ball movement. We feel The game's evolving, obviously, when the AFL tracks that way, the Bulldogs probably did it, and then we feel that filters down, and so we just thought if we can move the ball a bit quicker, a bit slicker, we can get teams out the back a bit more, but yeah, it's hard to do. I mean, not everyone's a Bulldog, so hopefully we can keep improving that.
Just lastly, what do you think of the team? I mean, it has changed a little bit at the moment, so...
Yeah, I think we're in a pretty good position where we all understand exactly our roles, and Jared's always mentioned that. If you understand your role, you play your role, and you come with the right intent, then you're always going to be in a position to win games of footy. And as that's been true, probably the first three games of the year, we were pretty average with our ball movement and all that sort of stuff, but everyone understood their role, had the right intent, and we ended up getting two wins out. Now we've been improving our ball movement, we feel we get a couple of wins.
This is Poppy's Pick on the Monday Waffle. Welcome to everybody's favourite segment, Poppy's Picks. This week, I improved a little bit. I got three, but we only had one 4 out of 4, and that was you, Jimmy.
You beauty. I feel guilty because I had to tip against my boys, the West Perth Falcons, but sometimes that's you just have to tip with your head, not your heart.
You've got to do what you've got to do. Now, we've had a little bit of a shake-up on the ladder. Luke, Mel and Tash are all at the top on 13, but down the bottom, Hannah and Sean are equal on 8 for the wooden spoon. Ba-bow. So that's not great. I'm sitting pretty close to the bottom, but not quite there. Now, this week, I'm going to be... It was kind of a tricky round to tip, but I'm going to go with Subi over the Royals because the Royals have been shocking. I'm going to go Claremont to get over the Bulldogs, and then I've gone with Peel Thunder over the Falcons, although a bit risky, the Falcons might bounce back after the big loss, and then I'm going to go Swan Districts to get over the Sharks. What about you, Jared?
Well, I stuck with Peel last week, and I was disappointed with them. But I'm going to stick with them again. I think they'll get over the Falcons. I think the Falcons might be in a dark patch here. Subi will get over East Perth. Claremont in a close game will beat the beat South Fremantle, and the Districts will beat East Fremantle. Jimmy,
I'm going to back my boys in the West Perth Falcons. I think they'll bounce back, and I think they'll beat Peel on Easter Friday, Good Friday football, 2:15 at Bendigo. Going to pick Subiaco. They've been probably not at their best yet, but East Perth, I think, have some underlying issues, and I think Subi will win that game. Going to back in South Fremantle to differ from you guys. I think they'll win purely only picking them because it's at home, and they've just got that spread of exciting goal kickers.
Yeah, so fair call.
That's going to be a cracking game. Probably game of the round, that one. Fremantle Community Bank Oval at 4:15 on Good Friday. And on Saturday, I'm going to go Swan Districts fresh off the bye to beat East Fremantle at East Fremantle Oval.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh, yeah.
Come on. So, to have a quick look at the ladder at the end of round 4. There are four teams on 12 points. That's Claremont and South Fremantle sit pretty on top, both with huge percentages, 172 and 166.
That's massive.
Swan Districts and Subi then round out those. Peel's sitting on its own, just inside the top 5 on 8 points. Then we've got Perth and West Perth on 4 points, but just one win each. And then sitting sadly on the bottom with 0 wins, it's the teams with East in their name, East Perth and East Fremantle.
Bad place to be over in the East.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
So round 5 is almost upon us. We've got Peel Thunder and West Perth kicking off Good Friday football at 2:15 at Bendigo Bank Stadium. Then at 4:15, Subi take on East Perth at Leaderville Oval. And then also at 4:15 is South Freo and Claremont at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. And they round out Good Friday football. And then East Fremantle take on the Swan Districts at East Freo Oval at 2:15 on Saturday. If you can't make it down to the Mandra game, Peel and West's, Footy Radio with our very own Jimmy Williams will have that covered, and you can listen to that via the Waffle app.
Thanks for that, Poppy. Very appreciative. Let's, I know the boys will be excited.
Cheeky plug.
Thank you very much for listening to the Monday Waffle, episode 4. I'm your co-host, Jimmy Williams.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Poppy, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.